In the West, 11:11 refers to the wish-making time of the day. But if you're familiar with the Korean culture, you already know 11:11 is a different occasion, but one that is just as wholesome. I'm Angie Park, and I'll be right back after this song. Welcome, everyone, to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. It is Thursday. It's November 11th, hence why we're talking about 11:11. That was Baekgyerin that started us off for today, antifreeze. So 11:11, it's the chocolate-covered pretzel sticks. There's a brand name to it. I'm just going to call it Chocolate-Covered Pretzel Stick Day. And it's one of the most sweet, unofficial, it's not a red day or anything, holidays here in Korea to express appreciation, love, affection to our partners, friends, and colleagues. Some like to give just a nice little rectangular single box of it. Some buy a whole basket of it. Some buy a stuffed toy resembling it. Some make their own at home. Actually, that's been kind of a trendy thing as well. In whichever form, it's a day that puts a smile on everyone's faces. Of course, there's the few cynical, bitter ones. Whether they're single or not single, they tend to view these commercialized dates as kind of cynical dates. But regardless, it's kind of wholesome, feel good, right? And the memories. Honestly, I kind of forgot about days like this. I wasn't even aware until I arrived at KBS that it was this day. I remember when I was a little bit younger in my 20s. Yeah, I was a little bit more aware of this. They have all the different brands and anything related to chocolate-covered snacks all up in the convenience stores. So it's hard to forget if you frequent those areas. But like we said, it's these small pleasures that I think make life joyful. It's the small joys. It's the small wholesome enjoyment factors, right? If this is the first time you're hearing about such a day, mark it on your calendar. It's a big one here in Korea. Speaking of throwbacks, we're going to be doing some, I guess, continuation from last week's Y2C question. Which K-pop idol group do you miss the most? Throwing it back to my 20s when I was aware of chocolate-covered pretzel stick day. We're also going to be throwing it back to the idol groups that we miss. Ah, it's a retro Thursday. Hey, throwback Thursday. That's a thing. Yay. So we absolutely love the variety of responses that you guys sent in for this particular question. Hence why we're doing it for another week just to cover as many of those responses as we can. That's going to be coming up a little bit later in the show. In the meantime, though, we're squeezing in good music in between like usual. Get ready to dance to some really fun, nostalgic throwback Thursday songs. But first, this is the next one on our playlist. This one not as retro. Here's 1US with 월하미인, Luna. That was 월하미인 Luna by 1US. You guys are tuned in to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. So a little bit of housekeeping for you. How you can tune into our show, how you can get connected with us on our show. We have shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.630 megahertz bound for India. We have apps like KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio on air app, KBS Kong app, and what else? Oh, podcast. That's always an option. You can look us up on whatever podcast platform. Give us a rating on that platform as well. That really helps us out. You can connect with us via our Gram account. I would say that's the most direct option because that's handled and operated by us, our team, our show. So at KBS K-pop is the handle. We also have a homepage for not just our show, but all the shows on KBS World Radio. Just go to world.kbs.co.kr. We do have a message board that you can use as well. Let's get to a song. I know it's 11/11, but here's a song 11:11, 11:11 by Taeyeon. Following that, we have Jeokjae with 반짝 빛나던 나의 2006년, Shining My 2006. Mm-hmm.
It's 11:11. 오늘이 한 칸이 채 안 남은
Would you like coffee or tea? This is a daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel our wind down together, talking about everything and anything that sparks a conversation. It was in 1976 when the very first, the fruit company, the Apple fruit, I'll just call it the App1 computers, they were sold. At the time, the price was $666.66. That's a lot of sixes. Anyway, 45 years later, a still functioning one has fetched $400,000. That is 474 million Korean won. John Moore and Auctioneers, this is in California, just auctioned it off this past Tuesday. This is one of the 200 App1 computers that were designed by the Steve Wozniak and assembled and tested by the late Steve Jobs, the co-founders of this company, the largest company in the world by market capitalization. In other words, the App1 was the first ever product from this company to be sold and the one that marked the start of the personal computer industry. The computer auctioned is known as the Chaffee College App1 because its original owner was a professor at Chaffee College. This is also in California. He ended up selling the computer to a student back in 1977 so that he could buy an App2 computer. The student, who remains unidentified, has kept it safe until now. The case is made of koa wood. Ooh, one of only six known koa wood cases in existence. I'm very familiar with koa wood. It's a very luxurious type of wood, I guess you can call it. Koa wood, it's native to Hawaii. So it was abundant in the 1970s, but it became a lot more rare and more expensive due to cattle grazing and logging. Anyway, the auction house said bidding opened Tuesday morning, and they expect the computer to go up to $600,000. I never owned one of these computers, but just all in all, I just want to kick myself. I never keep the stuff that will go up in value. I tend to throw those things away and keep the stuff that does not go up in value. Like even those little beanie bag stuffed animal toys. Yeah, those are really trendy for a while, right? So I collected them when I was in middle school, and I had a whole bunch. And I think I gave a whole bunch away. We sold some in garage sales, but I also held on to a few. The few I held on to, they're like of zero value. The ones that I sold or gave away, those are the ones that went up. Just goes to show. I have no taste for valuable things, I guess. All right, let's listen to a song. Secret Number singing Pluto, Fire Saturday. Then we also have BTS singing Butter. Your 2 cents. It is time for that segment, Your 2 cents. This is a fun one. So we post up a question on our Gram account a little bit in advance. You guys answer that question, and then we go over those. We also give out prizes to two people every Thursday to thank them for their participation. Now, as I teased at the start of the show, we had a question last week that was very popular with very good responses, very diverse responses. We thought we'd go another week sharing those answers because it's just such a waste. We don't like to throw away good responses. So the question was, which K-pop idol group do you miss the most? We're going to jump right in. So I think last week we heard a whole bunch. I wish I could remember them. 2NE1 was one of them. Yeah, there were a whole bunch. So this week, Christy G said, I miss Block B with P.O. and Zico. Oh, yes. Block B. Block B was a very turbulent group. You know, they caused trouble. Let's be honest. They were troublemakers a little bit at one point in their career. And then they found their groove. And then every song they released, I just loved. It was powerful. It was contagious. Like, it had that Zico flavor, but a little bit more oomph to it because he had the backing of the group. You're right. That's a good answer. I do like Block B. Another one, had Hemi Littum said, Shiny. Another Shiny fan, right? Shiny. Ugh, we love Shiny here. Hence why we're giving them 2 weeks on our Starpedia segment. Spring Days 22, also a Shiny fan. I miss Shiny the most. They made comebacks this year after a long time, but I still miss them. Temin is in the military. I can't wait for him to be discharged so that the whole group can have another comeback soon. Yes, Temin, he is supposed to be released, obviously a little less than 2 years, so we still got a significant amount of time. But if you think of it from Temin's point of view, how nice must it be? I'm not saying he's enjoying luxurious rest time by any means. He's very busy working hard to serve our country. But what I'm saying is he no longer has to care about his appearance as much, right? He no longer has to really worry about being in the spotlight. It's like, it's funny because serving the military can be a very difficult time, but for celebrities, it's not so much mentally or emotionally stressful, I think. It's probably more physically stressful for sure. But yeah, I would imagine there's a certain lax factor to some of the strain and stress that celebrities feel. That's just my opinion. I'm not a celebrity, nor have I been to the military, so I'm very ignorant on both topics. So you can just ignore me, but it's just what I would imagine. Let's listen to a song, Block B singing Toy. That was Block B singing Toy. You guys remember that one? I like that one. See, I really did like Block B. I miss Block B. You guys are reminding me of some of the groups that I really miss. Okay. Lead Crow. H.O.T. The Legends. That's all this person wrote because it's so true. What is there to add to H.O.T.? You don't need to explain H.O.T. That's like having to explain Michael Jackson, you know? Actually, I did have to explain Michael Jackson. I was playing a speed quiz game at one of our public sort of open radio broadcasts. And then we had volunteers from the audience. And an 8-year-old boy came up. And one of the words we had to describe to him was Michael Jackson. And he didn't know who that was. So we were like moonwalking. We were singing some of Michael Jackson's songs. We were describing him. And he didn't know. He was like, I'm sorry, who is that? And then later, when we gave him the answer, he was still like, who is that? Honestly, though, that's no excuse. 8 years old or not, you should still know Michael Jackson. Maybe that's an old person talking. That's an old person's point of view. But yeah. Tasmia Tessin. I miss Zaya because I haven't seen them on stage for a long time since all the members are busy with their individual activities. Oh my goodness, I forgot about Jaeguk Idol. Are they still together? Did they break up? I don't know. I mean, we get a lot of Kwangi still, you know? But wow, that's a throwback. Hengboksal, I missed GOT7 since they didn't renew their contract at JYP. They've been busy with solo activities. Honestly, I like their solo activities, but I also miss them together as 7 members, as GOT7. I wish I could see GOT7 perform together next year. I wouldn't count it out. I think it's very much possible. Maybe not next year. Let's be realistic. It may not be next year, but I wouldn't say GOT7 will never get back together again. We are living in a day and age where agencies aren't the only connection groups have. We have the internet. We have live broadcasts. We have fans that demand for what they want and other people willing to pay the money to bring them what they want, not just agencies. So I would say it's very much possible. Do not be dismayed. Do not be discouraged. Let's listen to H.O.T. Candy. And following that, we have 제국의 아이들 or 제야 with 후유증, Aftermath. We are back after listening to H.O.T.'s Candy, and then we had 제국의 아이들, or 제야, following that with 후유증, Aftermath. Man, I wasn't kidding when I said we'd have some great throwbacks, right? Good stuff, you guys. All right, let's keep it going. Carrie CNH 12. 2NE1, 소녀시대, Sistar. I'd love to know what kind of music they'd be making now. But it's great to see how members from each group are doing their own thing. I love Hyorin's solo music. Love and Hate is one of my all-time favorite Korean music albums. CL has been doing amazing. It'd be awesome if one day they did a collab together. Yeah. These days, groups, they've been serving as sort of a springboard, right? For individuals to further launch their career. So just because the group ends doesn't mean that individual's career ends, which is a good thing, but it is still sad that we don't get the entire group. Because it's a different type of synergy effect, right? I love seeing CL alone, but I also love seeing CL with Minji, Sandara, and Park Bom. So it's different. Last one for this week and for this question. Jyoti Lawrence said, Hey, DJ Angie, hope you're doing super great. Stay healthy and always keep smiling. The group that I miss a lot is BAP. I miss their kind of music. We don't see a lot of that these days. They had this weird kind of charm and charisma in their songs and performances that's not found now. I really, really, really miss them. But I'm trying my best to follow and support all the members with their solo activities. Proud baby. If possible, please play Warrior or Wake Me Up by BAP. BAP! I kind of categorize them in a similar box as Block B. They have different styles and, you know, different images, but they came out around the same time. So, yeah. I remember when Bang Yong-guk featured on Song Jin of Secret. That's right, her solo song. And I was like, oh, I kind of like this style. I was like, oh, this guy's got something. He's got swag. He's got this deep voice. I like it. And then we had BAP and good stuff. Walk down memory lane. Let's listen to 소녀시대 Girls' Generation with 소원을 말해봐, Genie. Following that, we have BAP with Wake Me Up. Thank you guys for your great answers that led us to listen to some great throwback music this week for our Your Two Cents segment. The winners, let me get to them. They are Christy G and JT Lawrence. Congratulations. Please email us your name and mailing address to kpop@kbs.co.kr so we can send out your prizes. All right, you guys, with that said, we're at the end of our show. Going to sign off with one final track. It's going to be by 10cm or 10 centimeter featuring Lee Soo-hyun. This one's called 서울의 잠 못 이루는 밤, Sleepless in Seoul. And that's it. Our producer, Sophia Hong. Our writer, Sarim Kim. I'm Angie Park. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now. 이곳의 밤은 원래 항상 건조한가요?